You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum, in for Gemma Gaudette. Near the Arctic Circle, the small island nation of Iceland is full of volcanoes, glaciers, and folklore. The rugged landscape in the heart of the country is so inhospitable, it's referred to in old Icelandic sagas as the Sand of Dead Horses. With some camping gear and specially crafted titanium bikes, a pair of adventurers recently set out to document their ride through the country's formidable interior. The journey is captured in the film Shared Territory, which will play at the Egyptian Theater in Boise next month. In studio with us to talk about the movie and the once-in-a-lifetime experience of biking through the heart of Iceland is one of the featured cyclists in Shared Territory, Raimi McManus. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So
myself.
Well, glad you could be with us. Let's start with the logistics of the trip. Why did you choose Iceland, and how much planning went into making the adventure happen?
Well, it started out with a text message from one of my adventure partners, Justin Balog, who's also a filmmaker. Talked about exploring Iceland and doing it essentially in one day, on the longest day of summer, 24 hours of daylight. We thought we could ride across it in one day. Turns out that's not possible.
Yeah, in the movie, he said that you thought you were going to be able to ride across Iceland in a day. Have you since learned lessons about maps and perhaps scale?
Absolutely. And maps in Iceland are completely different than maps in the U.S.
How so?
There's 4 million rivers and 20,000 lakes, also quite a few volcanoes and glaciers.
And when you're in Iceland, I bet the map of Iceland looks a lot bigger than in our version.
Yeah, the funny thing is there's about the same number of people in Iceland as in Idaho, but it's a lot larger than I'd thought.
Did you have any preconceived notion about Iceland before you went?
Absolutely. We did quite a bit of research.
Okay.
8 months of tedious research to develop trails, find out the mythology and just the ancient sagas through the trails that we would be embarking on.
So when you first arrived, before the ride, what struck you the most? You were in Reykjavik?
Reykjavik, you know, the city is just incredible. I've had the opportunity to travel quite a bit in my life, and this is one of the places that I will always dream of going back to. Yeah, the culture is incredible. The art scene is incredible. Architecture. It's a bit punk rock, you know. It's a bit 80s, but it's a fantastic place to travel to, for sure.
How are the people?
People were incredibly friendly. I was surprised. I look a little bit like an Icelander, so...
For those listening, he's got a large beard, but I mean that's pretty much a stock look for Idaho.
It is a stock look for Idaho in the Pacific Northwest at this time, I suppose. But no, Iceland is it's an incredibly beautiful place. Obviously, you see it in the on the Instagram, and you see it in pictures and images nowadays with how many people travel to that location. But some of the places are very remote, and you won't see those on the Instagram. That's for sure.
Well, the film really showcases the landscape of the country. The land itself kind of looms as a character. You guys said in the movie that as you drove to the north of the island to start the ride, that you experienced Iceland you expected to experience. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think similar to what I just mentioned, just the beauty and the landscape, just the greenery, the waterfalls, you know, the western fjords, just that beauty is, you know, unparalleled. At least in the experiences that I anticipated, it lived up to it for sure.
So when you finally got up to the north and you started the ride, what was going through your head as you start pedaling those first few minutes?
Well, it was much colder than I anticipated. We did research and obviously knew that it wouldn't be that warm, but we're starting a ride from the Arctic Circle. And although it's August and summer in Iceland, the Arctic Circle is a formidable place and very cold, very windy. But we were so excited, and just the energy that was surrounding us, we were ready to get it going and see what was going to happen.
Well, arguably the most difficult part of the trip was through the Sand of Dead Horses. When I saw that on the landscape, all I could think that it was kind of like the most real version of Mordor from The Lord of the Rings I've ever seen. Take me through that part of the journey. What was that landscape like? What is it like to be out there?
Yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. At the same time, terrifying. Spreki Sander is loosely translated to the land of exploded horses or the trail of exploded horses. There's absolutely no greenery. There's no fodder for horses. There's plenty of water, glacial runoff, things like that. But essentially for 3 days, we lived in a black and white landscape. No color, no people, sand, rocks, lava fields. It was quite scary at times. At the same time, we were so, like I said, we were so excited about the journey that every corner and, you know, every twist and every turn, and it was new and interesting. Is it the exact same location that they trained for the Apollo landing on the moon? So, I mean, it was lunar. It felt like we were riding on the moon.
And as you were out there, I mean, I know that you stayed in like sort of these rural huts along the way, but when you were out there in this black desert landscape, was there a hut, or were you just camping at that point?
Luckily, there were a few huts that we were able to get to, and we planned our trip along those. We did have baby sacks, and we had the opportunity to sit down and stay a night if we had to outside. But essentially every like 85 kilometers to 100 kilometers, there were huts. And Iceland's known for these huts. And there's different routes in and out of them. So there were some visitors that we got to see along the route. And through those experiences, I mean, those were the things that actually defined our trail choices some days. Talking with the Icelandic Search and Rescue volunteer group, also talking with the rangers at the stations. Every station or every hut had park rangers that were very knowledgeable about the location that they were in and about their surroundings and roads that would lean in and out. I wouldn't necessarily call them roads, but
sort of trails.
Trails.
So we're speaking with cyclist Remy McManus, who is in the new film Shared Territory, documenting a ride through the heart of Iceland. We'd like to hear from you. Shoot us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. When I was watching the film, I thought it was really interesting how many people told you about the presence of spirits and ghosts and the supernatural in the backcountry. While you were out there, did you find those spirits? Did you have any experiences that you would say affirmed those local tales?
I would say that we did. The thing that struck me was how many people really truly believed in it. It didn't matter how educated you were, how rich or how poor.
Rangers, academics, everybody in the movie seems to just come at you with that message.
Every single person. And I think it's more of just like the spirituality and, you know, the sense of being when you're out there. But imagine for a moment it's the 1500s and you're traveling across nothing but black rocks and geothermic fissures, and you hear cracks in the ground and you see steam rising, and you've been out for 5 or 6 days all by yourself. You're scared to death, and that's probably a ghost that just rose from the ground. And that's what it felt like to us a few times for sure. Days and days without seeing people, and then you see a couple of figures in the, you know, in the distance. You think that you're close to a hut. You get to that spot, there's no people, there's no hut. You lost your mind, or there's just people out there, hidden people, trolls. That's what they call them, hidden people and trolls.
Hidden people. All right. Well, the film is playing next month at the Egyptian in Boise. When you watch the movie, having been the one to actually go on the adventure, what's your takeaway from now watching this movie?
I get to relive the experiences, you know, over and over again every time I see it. I watched it, you know, a few times a week at the beginning, and now I only see it kind of when we go to a different city and share it with people. I know the backstories of everything, so I prepare myself, think, oh, this is the funniest part. People are going to laugh like crazy, and they don't laugh at it. And then a part that I think is, you know, very dramatic, they laugh at. So, I mean, For everyone, there's something different to take away. You know, the human exploration or just the adventure of two people.
Remy McManus is in the new documentary Shared Territory, chronicling a cycling adventure through the middle of Iceland. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.